We will begin the story in just a moment, but first I have a message for the parents out there. We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. When I was looking to hire someone, it felt like taking on a whole nother job. I wish I had Indeed, because then I would have been leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day with Indeed's matching engine, which constantly learns from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsor job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/story. Just go to Indeed.com/story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Indeed.
Story Spectacular.
Today's show is titled The Mischievous Fairy Island. If you enjoy this episode, remember to subscribe to Story Spectacular on Apple Podcasts.
Who wants a story?
Oh yeah.
Let's go.
Welcome to Story Spectacular, the magical show you can take on the go. Listen along on a walking trail while you're solving a mischievous mythical mystery, or for when you just want to pretend like you're in a fairy tale. I'm your host, Angie. Today, me and my trusty dog, Bo, are going to visit the mischievous fairy island. Bo and I hope to see some fairies. Do you think we will see one? Are fairies even real? Let's find out together and begin this mischievous fairy tale now. The Mischievous Fairy Island. It all began with a long car ride. I drove hour after hour with Bo at my side. I had a camera, a spyglass, and a trail guide. Tonight was the night we would prove fairies are alive. Creeping over the bridge, the island in sight, I glanced at Bo. His tail wagged with delight. We passed through the gate and took a sharp right. It was near dusk, the time that fairies take flight. Hopping out of the car, my spyglass in hand, I took a deep breath. Then Bo and I began. Right away, we could see shining mica in the sand. This is the way many fairies like to mark their land. Through the woods and down the path, feeling wary, we came upon the home of the Rocky Beach Fairies. If you quickly grab a seashell and turn it on its side, you may just find a fairy trying to hide. Back to the trail, we found an open meadow where the sneaky fairies play hide-and-seek in the shadow. They are easy to spot. You can see their light flicker. Bo tried to catch one, but the fairy was quicker. Further down, a rock wall juts out into the water. This is where the ocean fairies can find shelter. The ocean fairies fly from the east and from the west. They nestle in the cracks for some much-needed rest. The trail is also home to the Harvest Flower Fairies, who spend their time gathering blossoms and berries. Some are able to carry great amounts with ease. Others have trouble when the flowers make them sneeze. The Carpenter Fairies live just around the bend. They are the hardest working of all the fairies, with many homes to build and mend. You too can build a fairy house if you have a hand to lend. As we crossed the footbridge, Bo began to fuss. We both knew there were fairies among us. No ordinary fairies, very different, you see. They were the mischievous fairies, as tricky as can be. Step after shaky step, I heard the branches crack and creak. I felt an acorn strike my head, and I let out a shriek. There were giggles and chuckles, snickering and laughter. A fairy swooped in and batted Bo with a clobber. It took off flying, and Bo chased after. No, Bo, no, I hollered, but it was no use. Bo was a mad dog on the loose. I chased them until they were out of my view. The fairy and Bo had disappeared. I didn't know what to do. Then suddenly a noise came from further down the trail. Woo woo! It was Bo letting out a victorious wail. I ran up to him and guess what I saw? Bo had the fairy trapped under his paw. The fairy shook and thrashed, but to no avail. I smiled at Bo as he wagged his tail. Finally, proof, a fairy we had trapped. I took out my camera and gave it a snap. We let the fairy go, then reached the trail's end, climbed into the car, and drove around the bend. I stopped at the bridge to examine my photo, but before my eyes, the fairy vanished. Oh no. I sighed and placed my camera back into the pack. As I drove on, I took a glance back. Imagine that, Bo, I said with a smile. A whole fairy world on a tiny little isle. Golly, what a fun adventure! Are you looking for more fun things to do? Go to storyspectacular.com and click on videos. Here you can watch videos of all my children's books, plus you can learn some fun song and dance moves. Speaking of spectacular news, we have a brand new batch of animail from our real life listener friends just like you. Our first animail comes from Charlie.
Hi, my name is Charlie and I'm a puppy. My favorite episode from this podcast is Shade to the Rescue. Bye.
I woof that message, Charlie. Next, let's hear from Raina.
Hi, my name is Raina and I'm from half of my favorite Stories We Talk Your Game is Dinosaur Game.
Dino-mite, Raina, that message was roarsome. Last but not least, it's Jude's turn.
Hello, my name is Jude, and I'm a dog. Woof, 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 woof. And my favorite story that I take is Lizzie the Lizard. Bye. Woof, 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 woof.
That was fantastic, Jude. Thank you all for your spectacular messages. Looking forward to hearing more animail from our real-life listeners again soon.
Animail!
Wow, what a magical show we had today. We explored the mischievous fairy island. With the help of a silly dog named Bo, we were able to see all kinds of fairies. It was really enchanting. Then we heard some charming animal from our real-life listeners, Charlie, Raina, and Jude. This day feels like a real-life fairy tale.
Story Spectacular.
Story Spectacular is written and hosted by Angela Ferrari. To learn more about the show and to purchase original children's books, go to storyspectacular.com. If you enjoyed the episode, subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts. While you're there, you can leave a rating and review. This helps our show climb the charts so that others can discover spectacular stories too. Thanks for listening.
Woo woo!